John Nelson joining us at field level. John, Greg, and Hans upstairs. How are you, my friend?
Doing great. How are you doing?
Really well. Thanks for coming on tonight. That has to feel good. Big crowd, huge crowd, place filled, and on a special night, a season opening night, you get a W. Your thoughts on tonight?
Yeah, it was a game all around, and there were some things we needed to clean up with some schematic things, and but I thought we played a pretty good game, and everyone was getting after it, making tackles and rallying to the ball. So, I thought it was a good game all around for the whole team.
We ended our conversation with Jake Retzloff talking about Jay Hill and what he means to this team. Let's start our conversation with you talking about Jay Hill and maybe how you found out the initial news that he was in the hospital, and then to see him respond the way he did and even be present for you guys and then play this kind of game. Just maybe sum up the last 48 hours and what it all means to you and him and all of you defenders to be there for him and play this way tonight.
Yeah, it means a lot. He pours a lot in the program. He's always, the first guy there, last one to leave type of thing, and he's always been that way. He's coached our defense for almost 2 years now, and all the guys love him so much. And to see him go through that made us all, feel for him. But he wanted us to not, worry about him or make it more dramatic than it had to be. He wanted us to, not worry and go out and play. So, we said our prayers for him last night. Today a lot of guys texted him, and he just echoed the same message that, it wasn't about him or what he was going through. He just wanted us to play good. And we had the opportunity to have him in the stadium, so we knew that he was here watching us in person, so that made it a little more motivating to play today.
So how many calls came into the huddle from Coach Satake that you guys were like, what's that? How did you feel Coach Satake did calling him tonight?
Oh, he did a great job. Yeah, he's been a coordinator before and obviously a head coach, and been around this style of defense that we've been playing for a long time. So I feel like, we didn't really skip a beat. As far as play calling goes, the signals were all in time. I don't think we had a single did anything, any calls wrong or misinterpreted any. The rest of the position coaches and the defensive staff did a really good job of calling a clean game and making sure that we were all on the same page.
Very quickly, John, how much emphasis was placed on your defensive front to stop the run this season?
A huge emphasis. Yeah, we understand that there was we've had some weak spots in the past of stopping the run, and whether that's been the D-line or how we play as a unit, but it's kind of been our, an emphasis. And tonight, we let a few get away from us, so there's some things we need to clean up. And the only advice we got is go hard and stop the run, and run the ball. That's about it.
John, pleasure chatting with you tonight. Congratulations to you and your teammates on the win. Go get them at SMU. Appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you, John.